You look really great in those purple shirts this morning. Jeans and shirts and tennis shoes. You do it well. This is not a normal Sunday at First Baptist. But I submit to you, I believe Sunday, November 1st, 2020, we may very well be closer to the teaching and the ministry and the example and the heart of Jesus than we've been any Sunday this year. Let me read, if you were following along or if you're at home live streaming, Luke's Gospel, chapter 13, we see a picture of Jesus' heart, his opponents, and those people that he loved. Beginning in verse 10, it was a Sunday, the Sabbath. Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. Indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, the synagogue leader said to the people, "There are 6 days to work, so come and be healed on those days, but not on this day." The Lord said to him and to them, "You hypocrites, doesn't each of you on the Sabbath untie your ox and donkey, you move it from the stall, and you give it water? But this woman, a daughter of Abraham who Satan has kept bound for 18 long years, you don't like that she's set free on the Sabbath from what bound her?" When he said this, all of his opponents were humiliated, but the people were delighted with all the things which they saw Jesus doing. His opponents, the people, and Jesus. The opponents, did you hear? Verse 14, they were indignant. Verse 15, Jesus called them hypocrites. Verse 17, they were humiliated. But the people, they were praising God. And in verse 17, they were delighted. The opponents and the people. The opponents were synagogue leaders, maybe the synagogue pastor, maybe a Pharisee. The opponents were the church people, those who had gathered for synagogue lesson. They were the holy ones. What did they believe? Sunday rules rule. Sunday rules rule. The people, they were crippled. This one was. She represented those who were hurting, those who were ignored, who had become transparent, those who were looking, those who were bent over, bound up, and silent. The opponents, the people, the opponents, they were in the pew. Oh, they had come, they were in the pew. They were there to listen to another Bible lesson. They were there to debate the scriptures. And on this day, they were really excited because Jesus was there teaching as well. His opponents filled the pew. The people, they were outside the walls, hanging around. This woman had been crippled for 18 years. Had they ever noticed her or spoken to her or said, come back Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? The opponents and the people, they couldn't have been any opposite. They couldn't have been on that Sabbath day any opposite. And then there was Jesus. Hear his words again. When Jesus saw her, he called her to him. And he said, you are set free from your infirmity. And he put his hands on her. And she straightened up. And she praised God. And then Jesus looked to those in the pew who he had been teaching, who had been told, and he said, you hypocrites. You hypocrites. You take care of your donkey on the Sabbath. You make sure your donkey has plenty to eat and drink. But this woman who needs healing shouldn't do that. You could hear a pin drop, I believe, in that synagogue on that Sunday. I'm not foolish enough to believe that there are some in our own church family who probably don't understand this day. Maybe they're here or maybe they're not. Now, don't think that everyone who's not here doesn't understand it. We are still in our pandemic, and many of our folks are still watching it at home. But there are some who just don't get this day. And I think there are a lot more in other churches all around us. You know, the joy of being in a small town is that now after doing this for years, those folks talk to other folks who then talk to our folks who then talk to me. It's a small town. It's amazing what other folks will say that finally gets back to me. Wearing t-shirts in jeans, in worship, worship that's shorter than it should be so we can hurry up. We could work on Saturday and do twice the projects and have a full day of doing it. They don't get it. They just don't get it because this is Sunday. They would say, they're indignant. But Jesus, in this gospel story, and the people, they weren't indignant at all. They were thrilled. The people. You know, there are some people today throughout our community, they'll be delighted. They'll be delighted. They'll be delighted that it's a Sunday and that Sunday people in the pew had a shortened worship so they could get to them. They'll be delighted. Those mothers, single moms and children at Buckner Family Place, who our old playground has been disassembled and will be put as their new playground. They'll be delighted when they look out and see people in purple shirts working in their yard. It's been a hard, hard, long 6 months for those moms and those children at Buckner where nothing has been normal. They'll be delighted at Mosaic Center when women who are not looking for a handout, they're looking for a hand up, and when they see that someone redid their benches and even restriped their parking spot, they'll be delighted indeed. Those who show up at the Pregnancy Help Center, they probably won't notice that some bushes have been moved and some big containers in the yard have been changed. They won't notice that. Probably at all. But the workers tomorrow and throughout the week will say, who did that? Well, some church people did that for us. Today's All Saints Day, and in many cemeteries across this nation and across our community, families will go to cemeteries and they'll remember their loved one who was buried there. There's a cemetery, a couple of cemeteries in the heart of our city, which are not perpetual care. They're perpetually forgotten. Some of those cemeteries, one of them that we'll go to, hasn't had a weed eater to it since last year on this week. Today we will honor those families and honor those dead by doing something as simple as mowing the cemetery. And each monument that will be weed eated around represents a person. They won't know, but their family may. We'll go to our public schools. We'll be going to Dunbar and Slack and Hurdy. Public schools, public school teachers, administrators, and has anybody anything to do with school ever had a year like this? We'll be planting flower beds in some of those schools, and one of those schools will have a beautiful new Susie Lou mural that kids will see, and they will smile. And when they go to school this week, they will know that someone came and did something for our school. Others will be going through our city park. We love Lufkin. We love Lufkin. You'll love Lufkin, we tell our friends who come and visit us. And when you walk through the park today, people will notice these purple-shirted people picking up trash and painting the lids of trash cans and working throughout our city parks on this beautiful day, not because we're paid to do it, not because we have to do it, not because of ABC tax dot, no, because we love Lufkin and we want to serve. One of the greatest projects will happen at Pinecrest. If you have loved ones who've been in a nursing home or a care facility, you know how difficult these 6 months have been. Maria has not been able to see her father since March, has not been able to touch him in any way, but occasionally to look through a window. Those at Pinecrest today, their windows will be cleaned. Their windows will be decorated. They'll look through their window and say, "Someone thought about me." What a project. Some folks who are hungry in our community will have opportunity in just a little bit to have a hot dog. Some children who've never had their own book will be able to get a free book because some of our folks will be going through bins and bins of books that will eventually become into a child's hand, and they will read a book and their whole world could change because of that book. Yes, there'll be some bushes removed here at the church. There'll be some power washing too. And then there'll be a group in the Family Life Center who will make packages to give to the homeless. And we'll give those packages to you, and then when you're on Tulane or you're anywhere throughout the city on Frank and you see that homeless person, rather than playing like they don't exist and looking forward and trying not to look at them, you can reach in your back seat and give them a packet in the name of Jesus. Some of our college freshmen, their senior year was a mess. Their freshman year in college hasn't been much better, but next week they'll get a box full of cookies and candy and food, and it will say, "Your church loves you." Our doctors and nurses throughout our community will get a care package as well. Those heroes in the midst of this pandemic will know that on a Sunday, someone thought of them and didn't just think and pray, but did something for them. The people and Jesus delighted that Sabbath day. And the opponents, they just didn't get it. It's Sunday. It's Love Lufkin Sunday. And I'm convinced that some opponents will never get it. Some just can't understand why we would go and serve in Jesus' name. On this day, the Sabbath was made for us. We weren't made for it. And people will delight, and I believe that Jesus will smile. No, I don't know if Jesus likes Halloween or not. The kids think he does, and I'll always go with the kids. But I do know that he likes loving our neighbor. As a matter of fact, he told us to do it. Next week, I'll have on my coat and tie, and I'll probably feel more comfortable standing even behind the pulpit. Next week, we will worship for the entire time. But I hope we don't forget this week. I hope we don't forget those that we will touch and those in whose name we will do ministry. People outside the walls, some of which will never come in. Jesus told us to go and to be light and to be salt, to go. Jesus never told us to come. He said to go to all people. As we go today, we look around. There are folks who are bent over. There are folks who are crippled. There are folks who are bound. And for a brief moment, we can offer them hope and freedom in Christ. We take up the towel and we go in Jesus' name.